Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. We're now joined by ESPN Monday Night Football analyst Jon Gruden. Jon, you were one of John Morton's first coaching mentors. What was your reaction to Todd Bowles selecting him as the Jets' new offensive coordinator?
I was really excited for a couple reasons. Number one, John Morton has worked hard to get himself ready for this. And secondly, I think he's going to bring a lot to this Jets team, not only the offense, but I just know he's a team guy. I know that he has his ego in check. He's got a vast amount of experience. He's prepared himself well, and he took advantage of some great people that were not only on the Raiders staff, but in New Orleans, San Francisco, and he's prepared himself well, as I said earlier.
You just mentioned it right there, is that he's taken advantage of speaking to and soaking in knowledge from various people along the way. How much do you think his diverse experience with offensive gurus such as yourself, Sean Payton, and Jim Harbaugh help him in this new capacity?
Well, it's helped him because he's going to be able to adapt to his personnel. Today, the play caller gets all the credit for the yards that the team makes. But that doesn't necessarily mean you win championships. John Morton is going to be able to adapt his offense to the personnel that he has. He may not have a Pro Bowl quarterback, might not have a Pro Bowl wide receiver. I don't know what the personnel is going to be. That will be announced when Todd Bowles and the Jets figure out who's going to make this roster.
And what do you think his mentality will be now as a play caller for the first time in his NFL career being the offensive coordinator?
Well, that's what's going to make my job fun. I get to watch it, and I get to analyze it, and I get to talk about it. And so do all the media people in New York. They'll have a blast seeing exactly what he's going to do. Is he going to throw it a lot? I don't know. I think his demeanor will be tempered based on how well they pass protect, how the quarterback comes along. There's still so much that needs to be solved with the Jets offense. They're as mysterious as any group in the league right now, from quarterback to just about at every position.
What changes for him now, Coach, now that he is the guy, that he is the offensive coordinator now?
Well, the first thing is you have to get your staff on the same page. Prepare properly and then present the game plan to the players and blow their socks off. Get them excited. That'll transfer to the players quite well.
What is it about him that is different when you bring his personality and his passion in the building?
Well, veteran players will appreciate him because he's old school. He's going to really be, I think, a stickler for the details. He's a disciplined guy. Real pro players appreciate that. It's going to take a staff. It's going to take players to buy in. And it's going to take a little bit of patience because change is only good if change gets a chance to happen properly.
And finally, Coach Jon Gruden, will there be any Spider 2 wide bananas here with the Jets?
If Johnny Moe doesn't put in Spider 2 wide banana on a check with me to the three technique, I'll be in training camp with billboards. I'm going to make sure I get that play installed. The Jets just got to get a tight end that can run a banana. I don't think they throw the ball to the tight end in the last few years.
Hey, Coach, we enjoyed your time. We look forward to seeing you, maybe in training camp, but definitely during the season.
Hey, I look forward to it. Just tell Johnny Moe, don't forget to tighten the X down. It can run Spider 2 X banana to Brandon Marshall.
You got it. Thanks, Coach.
You got it, man. Take care, guys.